What is up, Steel Studians? Happy Friday, August 20th, 2021. Rockin' the weekend. Here we go. You got your Friday, your Saturday, your Sunday to rest up, recover, spend time with your loved ones, and get ready for another amazing week of Steelers football. But before that happens, tomorrow, we all know what tomorrow is. It's the home contest, the lone home preseason contest between your Pittsburgh Steelers and the Detroit Lions. That is at 7:30, and what a beautiful, marvelous day Saturday is going to be. I'm your host here, Jeremy Ritz, on the study session here on the Still Study. And guess what? Over number 80, this is episode 81, and we're making the push towards episode 100. Going to have something very special on that day, so please stay tuned for what that will be. As always, I like to start by thanking you, the listener, the reader, the supporter of the Still Study. Your support, you spreading the message to your family and friends of the study means the world to me. Thank you so much. Gratitude and appreciation your way. Would love to connect with you. Please hit me up via email at thestillstudy@gmail.com. And also give me a follow on Twitter at Still Study. So let's get into it. On Thursday, coaches and players had an opportunity to talk to the media, and there were some juicy nuggets that I would like to talk about here today. Starting with one that may not seem like a big deal, but I think it's quite interesting, and that is that Matt Canada, our new offensive coordinator, is going to be calling the plays from up in the booth. Now, that might not seem like a big deal, but in terms of perspective and view of the field, if you look in opposition to a Todd Haley or a Randy Feitner who was down on the sidelines, that perspective is very limited. It's very linear, where up in the booth, Canada is going to have a global perspective of the field, of the defense, which in theory should empower him to be able to make thoughtful decisions about the plays that he calls. Is that going to automatically make him a better offensive coordinator than those that I just mentioned? No. But maybe it does speak to his value of being able to see the whole field, to see the play unfold, in terms of him making his decisions about the offense. It's pretty interesting. Big Ben had an opportunity to talk a bit. Said that he wanted to play against the Eagles, was itching to get in there. But Coach Tomlin obviously did not let him do that. But he is excited about playing this weekend against the Lions and wants to get in as many reps as he can. And he referenced the newness of the Matt Canada offense, and that he doesn't want to be the reason that the team does not succeed or that the offense does not thrive. So he wants to get his reps. That's somewhat of a different mentality and mindset that we've seen from Ben in previous years. He seems recharged and ready to go. And again, going back to after that Browns game, the speculation about him retiring, maybe he has a new lens that, you know what, don't take this game for granted because this could be it. But it's great to hear him be so optimistic and excited about playing. But like I said, handoffs, short passes, quick passing game, do not take a shot. We need you, Ben. Do not get hurt. As much as I would like to see Dwayne Haskins get some reps, man, I don't want it to come at your expense. So again, Coach Canada, Coach Tomlin, if you're listening, handoffs, quick passes, none of that long play action. Not with that offensive line. Not yet. At least wait till Buffalo. Joe Schobert is going to get the starting nod this weekend. That didn't take long. It was 1 week ago that trade was revealed, and now he's going to be playing on Saturday. So it's going to be great to see him paired up with Devin Bush, what that defense looks like. It's still not going to be at full strength because Stephon Tuitt will not be out there. TJ Watt will not be out there. Tomlin was asked about that on Thursday and said there is no timetable for those gentlemen to return. And speaking of Stephon Tuitt, if you'll recall the tragedy that his family experienced this summer, but apparently there is some type of injury that Tuitt is still overcoming. Again, the coaching staff is not required to share any injury reports during preseason contests. So hopefully Tuitt heals up and is ready for that opener against the Buffalo Bills. Get better, Tuitt. And TJ, we got to get this done. I know I talked about on yesterday's session that Jerry Dulac said progress was being made on a contract. Can we get this thing inked? This is probably the most annoying storyline to me right now that's still out there, that this is not yet resolved. Pay the man. Pay TJ what he wants for his contract. He has delivered every year since his rookie year. He's the best outside linebacker in the game. He's your best defensive player next to Minka. Get the deal done. Come on, Mr. Rooney. Lock him up. Sign him. Make him a Steeler for life. So we'll have to monitor and see and play the waiting game there. Tomlin also talked about two players that I wanted to bring up here. The first was Justin Lane, and said that Lane has made some strides. He had that pick in the Hall of Fame game that was kind of thrown right to him in a forced fumble against the Eagles. But Tomlin has been encouraged by his play and said that he does have a shot. My most recent 53-man roster projection, I did not have him making the squad. But that is encouraging news and encouraging words coming from Tomlin for Justin Lane. Tomlin also had some positive things to say about Zach Gentry, the mammoth tight end at 6'8", saying that Gentry has made great progress in his third year, and that bodes well for the big tight end in terms of his chances for making the 53. But again, I didn't have him on my most recent one. I had Raider. So Coach T is throwing the old Jedi mind trick, man. He's making me question my selections, but I'm going to hold tight right now with Raider, with Gentry not making it, with Lane not on the roster. But that could change, and I will have updates on my 53-man roster following the Lions game sometime at the beginning of next week, so stay tuned for that. And then I'll throw this in just to something I don't even want to call it humorous, because that would be of ill taste, but Antonio Brown got into an altercation with a Tennessee Titans player. Brown now with the Buccaneers. Brown ripped the player's helmet off and was blasting him in the face, and it caused a big brawl between the Bucs and the Titans. And man, just think back to those days, and everybody said, oh, it's Ben. It's Ben's fault. It's the culture of the Steelers. Well, I think we've seen over time where the source of the nonsense came from. Glad those days are over. Over. One heck of a receiver, but just glad he is no longer a Pittsburgh Steeler. And study-ins. Man, today's Friday. I don't know if I'm going to have a Saturday one for you. I probably will. Who am I kidding? Especially after that Lions game. Going to want to get you some content either right away after the game or on Sunday. So I will have a session for you so we can recap, follow up, talk about who made the honor roll and who needs improvement, and who was absent. So we'll take a look at that. Big Ben Project Part 5 is still in development. That's going to take me a little bit of time, especially now with things ramping up as we get closer to the season. Going to have a schedule to you guys about how I'm going to approach the articles and the sessions and the podcasts this fall, because obviously with the games kicking in, a lot of coverage that I'm going to make sure happens for all of you. So lots of good stuff coming. And the last thing I want to say, again, thank you so much for your support. It's a record week here on the Still Study again. I am humbled and truly grateful for you supporting the site. And please continue to share with your family and friends. It means the world to me. Drop me a line at thestillstudy@gmail.com. And please give me a follow on Twitter @stillstudy. The podcast this week is going to be a shorter one, probably come in around 30 minutes. That should be available either Friday or Saturday morning, so stay tuned for that. And with that, studyins! Enjoy your Friday. You made it. You made it, man. You beautiful, still studyins. Studyins. Look, enjoy your time on this lovely Friday. Have a great weekend. Relax. Enjoy this contest against the Lions. Get to see the starters in there. And as you're watching and enjoying the game, I want you to remember this. Not everybody in this beautiful big world that we live in is a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. But guess what? You most certainly are. That's it for today, folks. Wrapping it up. Have an amazing Friday. Great weekend. And I will see you either Saturday or Sunday. Peace.